Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday of Coffee Tea with me. I can tell you about the coffee, but I can't tell you about the Swiss roll, no. With me. And today, we're happy that we have Carrie Ann back for part two, and Terry joining us because, unfortunately, Karen, the librarian, sister is ill, and she had to go and tend to that matter. But Terry, being in the 98.6 club, I think for the second time now, is really going to be a slightly different perspective and certainly a positive one who really does know the answers to all those questions. So in part one, Carrie Ann and Karen the librarian talked more about their journeys, how they got here, and so on and so forth. And I was hoping that it was more focused on how to utilize the protocol when you're new, because so many people say it's overwhelming, it's so much information. And so I decided today I'm going to ask specific questions in the hopes that we're going to get those answers. And I'm going to ask them of each girl, one at a time, and then I'm going to, after three or four questions, open it up for questions to the girls. So let me start by saying, welcome, Carrie Ann. Joe, get the bucket of water. Come in, Carrie Ann. Well, that didn't work real well, so they must either muted themselves or she wasn't ready. So let's go ahead and say good morning. Hello?
Hey, Mel.
Hello?
I pressed the speaker button instead of mute. I was on mute the entire time talking. I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sorry. Can you put your better half on the phone, please?
Yeah, like you just said there, she is still getting ready. She just got out of bed, so she wants to do this. I'm just sitting here right now with the computer and website to help support, though, in any way possible. She'll be here shortly.
Okay, did you hear me say get the bucket of water?
No, I did not. Let me go get that.
Okay. All right, so now, guys, I thought we're gonna move over to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everybody. I'm very happy to be here and very pleased to be able to help any of you in any way I can.
All right, well, let me start by saying, you know, we know you found the website. We know you decided to go ahead and put your faith here and invest. Now, where did you go first when you got here? Because we have, oh, by the way, hold on. We're having an emergency contest. Emergency contest. The first person who hits star 5 that can tell me what the newest addition to our website is will get a bottle, a free bottle of MSM. If you know what the new addition to the website is, hit star 5 now. All right, we have a winner. Oh, my God, boy, she got out of bed quick when she heard it was free. Come in, Carrie Ann.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Right, Donald.
All right. Joe, do you have the answer, or do I move over? All righty. Who knows? Oh, there we go. Terry, go ahead.
The new addition to the website is add in all the different countries that Mel has, and it's been an outstanding addition to the website.
Nope. Thank you very much. Very good attempt. Boys and girls, if you go to the website, you look under the subheadings, you will see one that's never been there before. And if you rush back in to your other browser and click 5-star or star 5, and you're the first one to tell me what it is, again, you get a free bottle. Come on, Freddie, I'll ship it across the ocean.
I have no idea.
Go look, hurry up, you're quick. I can't believe you guys. Am I the only one with multiple browsers? I doubt it. All right, well, up, one and two. All right, go ahead, Joe or Carrie Ann, again.
Okay, I can't figure the mute button out, so sorry about that. Is it the we did?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Every time you guys say you're sorry, I get to eat an Easter egg.
You can have the Easter egg.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. That was good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is it the great news for toxic disease sufferers headline?
Did you ever see that before?
I don't recall ever seeing that before. We did some of the parts a month ago.
Did you ever read it?
I read it on the forum, but not as a subheading.
You read what on the forum?
On the forum, there's great news for toxic disease sufferers in the communication, but I don't recall seeing it as a heading on the homepage here.
No, and in the website on the forum, it's good news for toxic disease sufferers.
This one says great news.
It was sent as an email. If it doesn't bring tears to your eyes, you ain't human. Well, I recommend you all get in there and take a good look at this. Okay?
Okay.
And there'll be more things coming from that source. Because I am that source. I just forgot more things than I remember. All righty. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Rockin' Robin. You had something to say?
No, I was going to say what Joe did, but that's okay. No problem. Great.
Yeah, you know, they're a struggling couple. We got to give them everything we can, you know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. Oh, where were we? All right, we were with Terry, and I asked Terry, and she had plenty of time now to think about it. Terry, where did you go first?
I went to the forum.
Okay.
First.
And what did you find when you went there?
Well, I wanted to start reading about different people's, what they went through and where they were at their illness and see if they had any of the symptoms that I did. So I started reading people's, what they had posted. And that is when I really realized, okay, this is what I have. This is where I need to be. This is where people are getting well. And that's when I realized no more doctors. Mel is the person that is going to help me get well.
All righty. All right. Now, is Carrie Ann available for communication?
She sure is. Morning.
Yeah, I always found cold water really works well, dear. All right. All right, so do I have everybody muted? No. All right. All right, let's go. See, without Laughing Bird, we don't get as many laughs. Okay. All right, so now let me see here. We have, all right, where did you go? I saw her, and she left. All right. So,
you are muted, Mel. I'm always laughing, but I'm always muted.
Well, I mean, you know, will you not do that when I don't mute you all? Don't mute yourselves, because I'm looking for that feedback that I'm looking to hear, you know, in later calls. All right, so welcome, Catherine.
Good morning.
All right, so Carrie Ann, when you first got here, what was the first thing you did? I know you Joe.
When I first got to the website and actually signed into it, because as a member, the first place I went to was Mel's protocol. When I was just perusing, trying to see if I thought it was legit or worth, you know, the time to invest or had any, you know, promise, I had gone to the testimonials.
All right. So, my next question will be, Terry, after you went to the website and you read, you saw the communication and you saw, so what was the next thing you felt you needed to do or learn?
well, I needed to contact you immediately so I could see exactly what next steps I needed to be taken. And that's what I did. And that's when you told me that, first of all, we need to get on the protocol. That's immediately. And be on that for at least, you know, 3 months. And then we could go on the MMS and start my journey.
Okay. So did I send you anywhere initially to do work, homework?
Yes. You wanted me to go to the testimonials and read.
Okay. Did I send you to the diet articles and
Yes, of course. Diet is mandatory. Diet, yes.
All right, so hold up for a second now. Let's see. I think Carrie Ann went to a cooking class. Let me see, where is she? No. Carrie Ann, what did you do next?
I believe after I had gone on and checked out the protocol and, you know, I was feeling like drawn to the site. Something inside me was telling me this was the place for me to be. So the next thing that I did was join one of the conference calls on a Saturday morning and just wanted to kind of listen. But I think I did a little bit of talking because I was so, like, overwhelmed. And just, you know, but I was also felt very, I felt like confirmed that this was the place for me after that phone call. So that led to the conference call, which then led to, I believe it was a one-on-one call with you, Mel, a coaching call.
I got you to come to a prayer meeting first.
Was it a prayer one first?
Yeah, no, I mean before the coaching call.
Okay, that's right, yeah.
That's where you'll get confirmation if this is the place to be before you spend more money.
Yeah, because the first one was actually with Kathy's on from Clean Green was that Saturday, and Sunday was the devotional. And it kind of sealed the deal after that call, you're right. It was like, okay, when you get hit with the Saturday call, which is all informational, it's so good. And then on Sundays when we get to fill our souls and connect with each other on a heart level, it's like, what more could I have been searching for? I couldn't.
All right. So, let's see if anybody has a question up to this point. Okay, girls? I think that means yes. Anybody have a question they'd like to ask, especially if you're relatively new? Donald!
Yes,
you got a question for these girls?
Yeah, I have a question for the girls. How long did it take you, or at what point did you finally decide or figure it out that there wasn't anything crawling on your skin, but the fibers were coming out of your skin? How long did it take?
Well, if we were in court, in front of a judge and a jury, I would say you're leading the witnesses. It seems like there might be two questions there. Did you have crawling, and did you have fibers? Not did you recognize no crawling and were there fibers, but let's ask them one at a time. Carrie Ann, did you feel crawling or think you had crawling, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Did you think you had fibers, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Boy, guys, keep saying you're sorry. These Reese's eggs are great. All right.
I said sir, not sorry.
Oh, well, I wanted to hear sorry. All right, so. Uh-oh, where's Terry? Oh, there she is. Terry, did you feel crawling or think there was crawling?
Absolutely, yes, especially in my head.
Okay. And did
myself.
You have and see fibers?
Black specks, yes.
Black specks, not fibers.
And not so much fibers. I saw a lot of black specks.
Okay, well, my thinking for that is because you started to do everything exactly the way it was laid out. And, man, you made yourself so inhospitable quickly that live situation was trying to escape the environment.
Yes.
You know, I got really excited when you told me they started to become beige and sand-like color.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that answered the question on both parts. Both seem to have felt they had both. Is there anybody else who has a question about anything we've talked about so far?
Well, right. I wanted to say, did that answer Donald's question? Because I think he was asking like a time frame on something, weren't you, Donald?
Yeah. At what point did you finally figure out that it wasn't parasites or insects, and that it was the fibers?
Now, Donald, there again, you're leading the witness. This is not whether they didn't think there were parasites or bugs, or you first just said crawling. They both said they had crawling. And whether you're ever going to believe it or not, there is a parasitic component to Lyme, Morgellons, Corona, and all this shit. All you got to do is find the patents and look at them and read them. Now, let's move on. 804?
Hey, this is Brian.
Right.
I just wanted to ask you, in regard to the specs that you were seeing, was there anything you were doing as far as bass or anything that would bring them out of you more? Anything special?
Not anything you're ready to handle at your time frame.
I do have an answer, though.
Yeah, I don't want an answer because he's not ready for it. Why put the cart in front of the horse? Yes, when you're about 3 or 4 months in and you have had no more reaction to anything you're doing, we'll go over the possibility. Normally, we waited 16 or more weeks until someone was at a certain point in time with their drops. So, if they're coming out, you're doing the right thing. You don't want to exasperate it any more than the natural way. You don't want to try to expedite the situation. You'll never get it all that way. It takes lots of time. Okay. Sorry to do this, but I'm not putting the cart before the horse, and I'm not ever going to let anyone try to tell me that there's no parasites involved in our diseases. Next. Anybody else have a question? All right, so next, Terry, what did you do next?
Well, the next thing you told me, it's 95% of the people that join this website get well if they join the community. On the Saturday calls, mandatory, Sunday calls are wonderful. So I did that. And honestly, he was 100% correct. When I started joining the calls on Saturday is when I started learning. I love the answer and the questions. You ask people questions, you got answers. That's when I started getting answers to my questions from everybody that was on the site, everybody that was getting well, what they were doing, what they weren't doing, what they were eating, what they weren't eating. And a lot of things I was doing was wrong, and I didn't realize it until I joined the community. So joining the community to me was 100% the correct direction on getting well and getting coaching from Mel. Those two things, mandatory.
Okay. Let's go ahead to Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann?
Yes?
What did you do next?
Well, I was just remembering that I had actually signed up on the website to become a member prior to my first call. So I had done that after visiting the website the first time, and I felt such a strong call just like from God saying like, and I hadn't been talking to God that much at the time. I'd been trying to, but then this was a loud, clear message saying, you put your $5 or however much it was, I forget, in here, and you know, this is what is meant for you. So that happened, then I did the two calls, and then we had our coaching call, and I remember you directed me to Toxic Disease Pioneer. and you had me do a lot of reading, which was really hard at the time because I had severe brain fog because I had neurological stuff from my Lyme. I had just had brain surgery the year before, and reading and focus were not my fortes back then, but I did my best. And you had, because of that, because you knew it was hard for me to read and focus, you had directed me to a lot of the YouTube videos just to have on, to watch, to listen, which was easier for me than reading. And it was really awesome to be able to read or hear about all these different unique stories of people that were going through this exact same crazy weird thing that I thought I was like the only person in the world dealing with. So it was really, it was helpful. It made me feel embraced by a community that I know is, it works. The protocol works, that it was successful. These people were living their lives now, and it gives hope.
Okay, well, it's interesting. You know, in the early years, probably the first 7 or 8 years, all I ever said was read, 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 and read some more. And then one day I got hit over the head with a sledgehammer, and I thought, you know, it might be easier to listen. And then we started converting everything to calls, all kinds of calls. We started making YouTube videos and in a progression where if you watch them one at a time and you watch them all, by the time you're done, you've accumulated 6 months of knowledge and 6 or 7 or 8 happy people who are all better and have moved on with their lives. So that made, in my opinion, easier for people, especially because until you get this disease somewhat under control and your diet really under control, you're going to have brain fog. And when you have those steps backwards, brain fog can reappear, but it's not unusual, and it's been easier for people. I mean, if you listen to 6, 7 months go back, I mean, Leslie, that's how she did it. She listened to a year's worth of conference calls going backwards, and that was it, okay? Yeah, she did all the articles and diet. She had her own very strict diet and so on and so forth, but she claimed that listening to those calls were the key. And so we have calls in different areas. We have the conference calls. We have more communication, then we have more communication archives, and then before that, we have the conference call archives when we only did a couple per year. But then, we came up with the Toxic Disease Pioneer, which is a group of videos that just tell you everything you really, really want to know. And then we were warriors. 2 or 3 different calls over a 3-year period or thereabouts, where over 20 people came back and talked about their stories about getting well. So, I mean, those things are really key to get you to have the confidence that one might need to jump in something brand new, which took you forever to find. But once you got here, you really got to the right place. And community member, let me tell you, we got 180 or thereabout people who pay the $5, right? We probably have, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 coaching customers and then 10 or 15 that are free. But we have that same group almost of the free and the paying coaching customers that are community members. So out of those 40 or 50 people, I got to hope that I'm going to get every 3 years 90% of them well, okay? But out of the other 120 or 30 people that spend that $5, maybe 10 or 15% of them are going to get better. And then I might not even know it. I might get an email one day thanking me. I may get a donation from someone anonymous saying, thank you for saving my life, but I never even heard from them. But when the community members get well, they make more videos. They do their shows. They come back and say hi to encourage you. Because, again, it's very difficult to get well from toxic disease. And when you have multiple co-infections, it's even more difficult. And with the ever-increasing pollution of our planet, it is becoming more difficult again. So, who did I leave off with? Terry, Carrie Ann, where did you go next? Or was I with you just now?
Yeah, you were just with me.
All right, so now we're going to move over. It's great to be between two women. All right, Terry, come in, Terry. Shut up, Mel.
I thought that the diet was one of the very first places you should go to, because diet is mandatory in getting well, because what you eat is no sugar, very low carbs. And that is mandatory, because I was eating a lot of things I should not have been eating, because when they say you can have vegetables, I was thinking, okay, I can have vegetables, but you can't have all vegetables. This is just a certain kinds of vegetables, like broccoli, green beans, asparagus. You can't have peas and things with sugar. So diet, to me, was huge, because once I got my diet under control, that's when I really saw myself going to the finish line and really seeing a difference. And everybody that's on these Saturday calls, we all agree that diet is huge.
Okay, well, let me say this, okay, that we have an articles and diet section that's written by people who really know about article and diet. Me, I know nothing. When I was sick, I ate like a rabbit. And now that I'm healthy, I eat like a polar bear. So, I'm not the guy for diet, but it's all there, written by people who are very bright. Reasons why we want you to eat a certain way. How it's going to benefit you in the long run to learn these good eating habits. So we suggest you read, you follow these links back to the websites of these very bright people and understand why. Because when you understand why, it's usually a lot easier. All right, so... where did you go after that?
After the diet?
Yeah.
Well, basically, see, I've been well. I've been almost well now for 3 I've been doing this for 3 years, so I'm at kind of at the end of my journey. So where I went 3 years ago is kind of hard for me to remember, but I just know that, to me, the most important things I remember is reading on the Toxic Disease Pioneer, listening to the Saturday calls. That to me was very important, and joining the Saturday calls was important. Your diet is important. And the reason why I believed in this whole protocol and diet and Mel's website is because people were getting well. That is my main reason I believed, because I actually heard people on the phones calls. I read their testimonies. They were truly getting well. And no other website I went to, there was nobody getting well, just on Mel's website. So that's why I put my heart, soul, and belief in Mel and his website, because people are getting well. I'm getting well. So all I can do is thank God, and I thank Mel.
Okie dokie. Well, don't thank me. I just ride a donkey. All right, next. All right, so Carrie Ann, what did you do next?
I believe what I did next was run over to the FAQs and printed everything out in there, stapled it, put it in a folder, read it all. And got those things down, and then also spent a great deal of time looking at the diet, because I knew I needed to change my diet, because I did not eat this way at all. I was really underweight at the time. I ate really poorly. I'm not someone who ever lives to eat, but eat to live. So I would just, find something to grab something, cheap and random when I'd be hungry, and It just was never a priority for me. I had never had a fridge that was full of colorful vegetables. And so that was a big thing for me. I spent a lot of time at the diet thing because that was going to be my first, other than taking the supplements, which, you know, that's taking supplements. You just have to remember to do that. But to truly start to make the changes in your life, the hard ones, for me, it was the diet. It was emotional for me because it was, you know, when you feel sick, sometimes food is the only comfort is what I was finding. I just would love to eat peanut butter and, like, out of the jar. But, you know, so that was a hard one to do, but it was also a necessary move. And I had good support from my husband because he ate very well. And so he helped me with that. But it was a tough time. But, yeah, so the food and diet. And I started trying out some of the recipes. As I never really was into cooking before. Still really I'm not into cooking. But I do try some of the recipes, like the almond biscuits. I did those kind of regularly. And getting involved in that way, hands-on, it was helpful for me because it gave me something to do, I felt constructive. And also I loved the website because each recipe had a little picture and it was from like someone with, you know, someone that was on the site and, you know, written by them, and it felt friendly and comforting as well. So, yeah, that's where I went at the next step.
All right. So next I'm going to say, is there anything else that you want to recommend for new people to do that you think is instrumental in as far as you've come so far?
I would say the coaching was the best but the hardest thing for me. It still is. You know that, Mel.
Wait a minute now. Wait. Yeah. I've threatened many times to put a picture of my fleet of drones on the website. It will appear tomorrow morning. Now, how did I know you were Little Miss Runaround if not watching you very carefully? I told you were on the quarantine probation list. Finally, you took me serious.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel better in the beginning, it is so natural to want to go and get your life back in a heartbeat. And it is so detrimental because it just puts us back. I remember when I first felt well in 2007, and I hadn't had the full protocol down yet, okay, but I had some kind of relief. I went out dancing, and I don't mean dancing kids like you might think. We get up at 11, we shave, shower, get dressed in our best duds. We go out, we don't show up until after midnight, that's forbidden, and we dance until the sun comes up, and then we go have breakfast and go home. Well, let me tell you, I was so sick for months, 3 months after that move. So that's how I know not to party hardy. And no matter how many times I put those things in there, the five reasons we don't achieve desired results, not only do people fall into those traps, but they do things I never thought of doing. So please be very careful and understand that until you're really well for a certain period of time, and on nothing but a basic protocol, it is not time to change my diet, go party, spend too much time around other people, which is not in the controlled environment I have created for myself to get well. So bear that in mind. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we open it up again for questions?
No, that's all. Thank you, Mel.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Thank you. Now, come on. There's got to be something else you want to say.
Well, I mean, everything you just said right there is so true. You know, you kind of go through phases where you're starting to get better and you're feeling, like, so good because you felt, like, so bad for so long. And I think it's just being really mindful and understanding that by staying still, whether you're sleeping or laying there, you can be reading, watching TV, whatever, but that's when the healing in your body really starts. And then the other thing that I did want to mention that really has helped me so much is the CBD oil that I take nightly. that has helped me sleep because I was insomnia prior to taking the CBD. And now I take it every night, and I can feel it restoring my vital organs, and it's been really awesome. So,
well, that's why we're going to OD Ruth Ann. We want to get those back issues and those nerve issues under control. And I believe if she puts enough oil back in the receptors, because you guys understand this or not, the receptors for the oil of medical marijuana and hemp, there are more of those in your body than any other kind of receptor. So if you have a receptor that's not fully charged, loaded with oil, well, then that could be a problem, and no one's going to understand it. So I am really glad that you're getting that rest, because that expedites the recovery. And then you can say, goodbye, Uncle Mel, take a hike, I'm going out.
Little by little, nothing major.
I'll never forget the doctor. Listen to this one, kids. The doctor who got all better and said, Mel, no matter what you say, I'm going to have one glass of wine every weekend. And to this day, she does. But she says, just one, because she understands she can't have sugar. And alcohol converts to sugar. I haven't had a drink since 2005. I don't miss anything. I mean, when I was young and wild and I could sweat it out easy, it didn't matter what I did. But can't do that stuff as we get a little older, because we just don't sweat it out anymore. Anyway, anybody has a question for either of these girls, let's hear it now. Hit star 5, I'm sure. You know what? I'm going to go around the room. Let everyone say hi. Ruth Ann, no, not Ruth Ann. Rockin' Robin, say hi. Oi. Come in, Rockin' Robin.
Oh, okay. Hello. I don't have a question, but I would like to reiterate something that Terry said, because I made some major mistakes my first year, and it was with diet. The diet was very hard for me. I grew up on a farm, and I loved vegetables, but my favorite thing was starches. And really, all of my life, I did not know that starches turned to sugar, and I didn't know that green peas did and that popcorn did. And so until I became diabetic, I didn't understand that I was eating a lot of sugar, because I would have double portions of potatoes and pasta, the things I loved, which was breads and carbs. I was addicted to carbs. And so I ate that, but then on top of that, at night, we might watch a movie and I would have popcorn, Coke, and M&Ms. Well, all of that turns to sugar. So for years, I loaded my body with sugar, because I ate starches that I loved, and I ate other stuff on top of it. I drank orange pineapple juice, which I loved. I drank grapefruit juice, loaded with sugar. Thought I was being healthy, because I always ate vegetables. You know, there wasn't a vegetable I don't like. But I was so ignorant about diet. And, you know, I never really, even on when I started with y'all and with this, the diet was very hard for me, because I'm from the South. And our family, everything is built around family meals. It is a part of family. It is a part of our heritage. Everybody brings food. We make big meals. It was so much a part of my life. You know, my kids would ask for special things for me to bake. I so resonate with Paula Deen, because my family is so much like that. And the diet was so hard for me. It really was. And I cheated a lot. And I know I delayed my progress. And it wasn't until Mel said, I want you to talk to Terry. And I called Terry, and Terry told me, you know, her story. And then she told me one thing that hit me so hard in the face. And I knew if I didn't listen to her, I wouldn't get well. And she said, it's true, but it's not true. But she said, there is no joy in diet. And I had to get real with myself. There is joy because now I have found recipes that I love. Tia has given me recipes that I love. And I'm learning to experiment and make new dishes. And I'm very happy with it. And I know that when I'm well, I will eat keto the rest of my life. And I will stick to this diet to a certain extent. And I am happy with it. But it took that realization when she said, the past diet, there's no joy. You have to give it up, you know. You can't have that kind of joy in diet and get well. And that hit me square in the face, and I really began to get serious with the diet then. And, of course, it's made a difference, you know. But I did delay my progress for a whole year because I was cheating on the diet. And so I just want to reiterate, the diet is, I don't even know what the percentage would be, but I would say 90%. I mean, it's so, so important. And if you start experimenting with recipes, you will find lots of stuff that you love. And Tia has recipes. I have recipes. We're trying to get it together where we can start getting them on the website more. But I always forget to take pictures. But I promise you, I can give you lots of things that are wonderful.
Promises, promises, promises. I'm from St. Louis, you. Listen up. Having family meals is not, you know, just belong to the South. Now, I'm half Jewish, half Protestant, and I grew up mostly with Italians in Manhattan. And let me tell you, all those cultures love the big meal around the table. But it wasn't until I lived in Europe that I really came to appreciate what it meant. 3-hour dinners in the basement, because you eat in the basement in the summer, dinner when it's hot, because they don't have AC on the farms in Epernay. But they have 3-hour dinners that are followed by card games. You never leave the table. It's just totally incredible. And even though I didn't really speak a whole lot of French back then, I learned. But just the camaraderie and the love and expressions in that, you know, is something that has always allowed me to enjoy cooking for others and bringing people here to feed them, because the joy that I get when I see their faces, because I'm a good cook, is really terrific. It makes it all worth it. But I put a cube of sugar out. I haven't seen a bug in this apartment but one time, one bug, 3 years. And in 30 minutes, it's surrounded by black ants. Now, you're going to eat sugar. You are going to feed this disease. You feed this disease, doesn't matter how much you kill it. Doesn't matter if you do everything else right. You feed it, you will not get well. So when I say it's one of the sum of the parts, it is. Because Donald points out water. Man, because of Donald, I drink more water than ever. And I check everything that if you don't drink water, what could happen to you? Well, I mean, he's got me drinking, no kidding, 64 ounces of water before noon. Okay, so I only have 36 ounces to go till I go to bed, which is good because I had a lot of problems with water for a long time. And now it's a ratio of water to a cup of coffee. I have to have 2 bottles of water to 1 cup of coffee. So that's 32 ounces of water to like maybe 4-6 ounces of coffee. And once I get 2 cups of coffee, I never have more than that because I know after that amount, the adrenaline in my system will start to activate. And I don't want to get that kind of activation. I don't want any kind of activation. But you drink enough water, that's important. You get enough sleep, that's important. So the sum of the parts is what I consider important. Amen. All right, so let's see here. Brian, anything you'd like to say?
I don't think I have any questions right now.
Okay. Donald, anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
I am getting ready to mail you the money. And yeah.
Donald, I'm going to mail you $5.
I'm going to mail him $5.
I'm going to mail it to Donald because he's never going to get it from you.
Wait a minute, you. Okay.
You're telling that every week, Mel.
Yeah, well, it vacillates. The season's not over to the fat lady. But I'm like, I guess, I don't know, 6 points behind with only 18 games to go, and he's got 3 games in hand. So for me to catch him is a minor miracle. And I'm not looking for that kind of miracle. I'm looking for a clinic. So he'll get his $5. Nobody has to pay my debt. I don't work that way. All right, but thank you, Terry. Send me the $5. I'll feel better. I'll send it to him for you. All right, so let's see. Okay, Paul and Diane. Gotta have questions.
Hi. Hi, good morning, everyone. I have a question, something Paul and I experienced a little bit. I wonder if the ladies have hot flashes on occasion. So I don't know if that's
that
just
question.
Our body.
You know the
yeah.
answer, but let's let the girls go one at a time. Terry?
No, I did not have hot flashes.
Carrie Ann?
Yes.
Go back to Joe.
No, sorry. I had to run to the restroom. So was the question, do I experience hot flashes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You said sorry. Hold on. I need to get another Reese's. Hold on.
Dang.
All right.
Yeah, I did experience hot flashes, and I would get them primarily at nighttime. When I'd be sleeping, I'd just get real hot and sweaty and have to change my pajamas multiple times.
All right, I have an opinion on this, by the way, okay?
Not
everything perceived as a hot flash is a hot flash. When I think about what you guys talk about, okay, and I remember myself, okay, men don't get those. But what we do get is a viral component that's being attacked by particular antivirals that even though they're natural in nature, they're fighting. There's a battle going on, and you're going to sweat like a pig. Because I sweated like a pig, and so did many other people. So, let's see what Robin has to say.
All right. Yes, I did get hot flashes. I still do. And I've been through the change in menopause for years and years and years, so I know it's not that. And my ears will get so hot and so uncomfortable. That's how I know I'm having one. And it feels awful. But, yes, and I still get them.
Okay, are you taking Ease Harmony?
No.
May I suggest that you add it to your repertoire?
Okay, I'm going to write it down. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You, too, can be wild and crazy, just like Mel, who takes, what do I take? Oh, Men's Vitality. Yes, there you go. All right, here we go. All right, thank you, Robin. Let's keep on keeping on. Anything else? Anything else, Paul and Diane?
No, I don't have anything.
No, I think that's it. Thanks. We just wanted to know that we are normal.
Oh, okay. I'll give you 50 cents. Okay. All right.
Part of the collective.
Part of the collective.
Put it to the Donald Fund? Is that what? All right.
Sure, yeah.
All right. I'm having a good time. I hope somebody else is. Nancy. All right. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all of a sudden, life is getting better, eh?
Amen.
Amen. You want to tell them about the great news that I'm going to publish tomorrow about your doctor's visits?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've been dealing with all this for 5 years, and I've had breast cancer before I started dealing with this, and a blood clot brought it all along, and then I had breast cancer again, and they had to remove my breast. Well, I went to my cancer doctor and my blood doctor Thursday, and they were amazed at my blood work. They said it was better than it had ever been, and I know it's from the protocol that I'm on, and I feel better than I felt in years. And the doctors just couldn't get over it. They kept talking about it. My blood level from taking blood thinner has been good for the last 3 visits, so they said I didn't have to come back for a month. Go back to my cancer doctor in 6 months. If everything's still like it is and there's nothing new, I won't have to go back but for till a year or unless something comes up. But I told them and explained to them about the protocol, and they just couldn't believe the difference in all my lab work that came back and how much it had improved. And they said my liver enzymes was almost back to normal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's right now. Let me ask you a question that you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
All right.
Okay. What about yesterday? What happened yesterday?
You gave me the recipe about spraying the stuff. What is it?
Oh, no, that you got from Rockin' Robin. Because when you sent me that email after we had a coaching session and you didn't know what to do with what we made, let me tell you, I wanted to whack you with the hockey stick. So I called Robin, and I woke her up and told her to call you before I murder you.
Yeah, well, she called me, but when I got it all done, you know, and we hung up from our coaching call, and I said, well, I got it all mixed up and got it in the spray bottle. Now, what am I supposed to do with it?
Well, baby, you put it in the spray bottle in New York where I come from, and you spray.
But then Robin went over it with me, and I said, great. And then she went over the thing about putting some in a bowl, setting it in the room and in your car. So I had some in a bedroom that I had redone.
All right.
Still,
so now that we got the Morgellons under control, let's go beat up on the Lyme, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Had rabies bite when I was about 5 or 6 years old and had rabies shots, 21. And then about 20 years ago, apparently I had a tick bite and had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which I had never associated with what was going on with the Morgellons. And somebody on our call, which these calls are, I've learned, are just so important. Somebody just made a comment, if all your symptoms are still just above your shoulders, then you've got a Lyme co-infection.
Oh, I know that, donkey.
The bells went off, though, for me, and I would have never really known how long I would have connected all of it, but listening to the call that day, and I don't remember if it was Robert or John that brought that up.
It was me, dear, me.
Okay,
watch
thank
this.
You.
Yeehaw.
I called you that Monday and asked you about it, remember? And
yeah, I know, and I told you you were still not getting the diet tight enough if you couldn't remember it was me.
Now my diet's good. Now that was one thing I was going to ask her about. I think one of the ladies said that she had changed her diet but not enough. Well, you know from things I've told you, that I just really, to start off with, was trying to find somebody that had the same symptoms and come up on the wrong thing that tried what they had told me to do and destroyed just about everything in my house. Plus, I was not eating hardly anything but eggs.
Yeah, but
and,
that wasn't the website.
No, that wasn't you. That's why when I got on you, I could not believe the difference in, you know, what it said and how much better it is and how much more relaxed you are. So, you know, I always tell anybody, be careful who you listen to. If it's not male and God, don't worry about them. Pray for them.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. And we're so happy that, you know, you've made this kind of progress in the period of time that you're here, you know, and we look forward now that really you couldn't be as strong in voice and the way you sound the last 2 days if you really didn't beat up on your Morgellons real good. So like I said, now we got the Lyme protocol en route to you, okay, and, you know, it's time to get the Lyme. Get the Lyme!
Well, I'm like you. I'm 73 years old, and I don't feel what people talk about feeling 73, and I work with hospice patients and in facilities and saw so many people my age that were not even living. And it's like I've got my whole life back and can do the things that I wanted to do that I wasn't able to do before.
Well, that's what it's all about. When we call it health restoration, that's what we mean.
Yes.
Thank you so much, darling. You're a blessing to the website. Just goes to show that us old folks can get better too, huh? Ah.
Get better, 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 and better.
All right. We're going to keep on keeping on. But Catherine of the Desert might have to leave at the camera ready for tomorrow's races. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I have a question for Terry. She was talking about the diet, how much it helped her. And I'm really working on my diet so hard, but I just want to make sure I'm doing a couple things right. Did she only eat organic meats and things like that? And is organic peanut butter okay? I put a tablespoon in my shake every day.
Okay. Number one, no peanut butter is okay. NG, no good, no. Okay?
Well, we can eat almonds, and why can we eat almonds if we can't eat almond butter?
Butter, okay, in your shake. Because there's so much mold in peanuts, girl. Okay? And that's not the case with almonds. Okay, so it's not a debate. You asked a question. I told you no. You shouldn't be doing it. Terry, do you think she should eat peanut butter?
Absolutely no. No peanut butter, but almond butter. I think you can have almond butter, can't you, Mel? I never ate it, but I think you
can. I tried almond butter once, and that was the end of all peanut butter, almond butter, coconut. I haven't even cared about it.
I never ate it either. Ever touched it.
I wish I could have apple butter, let me tell you that. Oof.
So what other questions do you have here?
Do you remember apple butter as a child?
Love it. Oh.
Who said that? Who just blurted out?
Robin. It was my favorite. Apple. And I haven't had it in a long time.
I haven't had it in 50 years. Good foods, though, weren't in the South. Apple butter. Oh, my God.
I love the almond butter.
No, you know, a lot of people like the almond butter because, you know, for them, but for me, I didn't care for the taste. And, you know, I love Kerrygold butter. I love coconut oil, you know, so, I mean, it just wasn't my taste, that's all. But the peanuts, no peanuts, you know, unshelled walnuts are okay. A little more expensive, but my Bible teacher gives me like a baggie full once a month, so.
Mel?
Yeah.
I buy 2 pounds of fresh ground almond butter from the grocery store every month.
Good?
It's delicious.
I ought to
and
try
I eat it on celery, and you can put it in the shakes. It's delicious.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to make some of Carrie's biscuits, smother them in Kerrygold butter and try that. Or smother them in that and try it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that little kid, when I don't know how old, 8, 9 years old, once you put out the hamburger buns and the little biscuits, a lot of people over the years have liked that.
I had someone tell me that the almond butter is not sweet enough, and if you taste it against peanut butter is a lot saltier and a lot sweeter. So if you want it sweeter, just add a little stevia to it.
Okay, as we all
Mel,
Whoa. Everybody's talking. You want to talk, you got to put your hand up. So I don't have a whole rules, but I can't tell who's what. I'm trying to go in order here. All right, you got to hold on. Okay. Yes, I went down to Catherine because she had questions. Go ahead, Catherine.
I'm confused now. Sounds like a lot of people are eating organic almond butter, and some are saying you can't eat it, so now I'm confused.
Who said you can't eat it? Those who were allergic to it?
Well, I thought you just said I shouldn't eat almond butter.
I said, no peanut butter.
Well, no, my question was for almond butter, organic almond butter, not regular. I don't eat regular peanut butter.
I don't care if it's organic peanut butter. It's a no.
She's talking about almond butter.
Almond butter is fine.
That's what my question was. Yeah, that's what I put a tablespoon in my smoothie every day, organic almond butter.
That's not what I originally heard, but if you correct me, I stand corrected. Congratulations.
Okay, good, because I'm trying to keep weight on, and I think that helps put some weight on. But it's only organic almond butter that I use.
Do you like artichoke hearts?
I'm sorry?
Do you like artichoke hearts?
Yes.
They'll put a little weight on. I love them. I put them in all my salads now. In fact, that's what I'm having for dinner. Make a monster salad.
Does Terry only use organic meats in eating?
Okay, well, when we talk about meat, hold on before I let it go, because I have, you know, a very strong opinion, okay, about meat. You got organic, grass-fed, and you got kosher, okay? And I say you go kosher because they're fanatics, Orthodox Jews. I know because my grandfather was one. And the way they treat the food is so different than any other way food is treated that it's just economically better and health-wise better than any other kind of meat you can get. End of story. Now, you can't get pork, okay, because that's not kosher. But kosher meats, to my way of thinking, are the best. I got Karen, the librarian, who's not here today because her sister's illness. She's doing research. She's following up on the article for me from Justin. If you look at Mad Meat, Mad Melon is kosher meats, you can see an article written by a 19-year-old boy back then, okay? By the way, was the first person I ever sang Hollywood to. I now sing Chrissy's dog, okay? And he's all better, but a homework assignment when he got near the end was to research kosher because I always fuck it up, you know, out it. But I don't get commission from any of the kosher meat butchers or anything. I think it's the best price. You can't beat it because it's not as expensive of those others. But the process in which it's treated is the cleanest there is. Okay, so let's see. Nancy. Okay. Ava, I'll bet you might have a couple of questions.
No, not right now, Mel. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Ruth Ann, you want to say anything here?
No, I'm just really listening. I don't have any questions right now. I have a comment. I never had hot flashes either until I got this disease.
Okay, thank you very much, which bodes well for what I tell people. It is the viral component of this disease that you are fighting back with your protocol, and it will create night sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when I was really sick, it was really bad, like Tia talked about, maybe getting up twice in the night, okay? And, you know, if I ever get a hot flash now at night, man, I jump out of bed, I eat something quick, I grab 2 Monolaurin, and boom, nothing's going to happen to me.
Well, I've not done that. I just lived with it. It's not every day, every night. But
hey, the more you take Monolaurin, the less that's going to be. Monolaurin is a wonderful thing that really it should be in the protocol, in my opinion, because of how valuable it is as an antiviral. But John doesn't want to make the price any more than it is. So he's never probably going to add anything at this point in time. But maybe we can get him to add it into the basic extension in the next year or so. We'll see. Right now,
I don't think they charge you for it.
What do you mean you don't think they charge you for it?
I'm on a Lauren.
What, do you think they send it to you for free?
Yes.
No.
Ubinol Q10. I told you, you ain't taking enough oil, girl.
No, they don't charge me for Monolaurin.
They don't charge you for Monolaurin?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think I'm remembering wrong on it.
Yes, you are.
I don't think I am, Mel.
Well, then you're going to get bad news when you get a bill from Logos. No.
I get the bill before I get the protocol.
I know, but you see, Monolaurin is not the freebie. Do you not get Ubinol?
Yes, I get Ubinol.
Okay, Ubinol is free. Monolaurin is not.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I'll double check that, but something is free. I think it's a Monolaurin.
It's the Ubinol. Terry, what's free, Terry?
Ubinol.
Thank you. What's free, Carrie Ann?
Ubinol.
Thank you very much. All righty. Ruth Ann, you're getting muted. All right, Tia, welcome in. Hi, Tia. Come in, Tia.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I was across the room.
Uh-oh, hold on. I get a chance to have one more Reese's peanut butter egg.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh,
no,
yes,
can't.
I can.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm just listening. I don't have any questions today. I'm just listening.
Okay. You know, I act this way so we can keep attendance down to a minimum. No. Let me tell you
something.
You're
not going to say anything.
You're not going to believe me. I know you're not. 5 people have joined this website since yesterday morning.
Great. Awesome.
It's incredible what's going on right now. And this is only the beginning because on April 21st, when we break out with that show in front of 300 million people, I think we'll get a few more people visiting. Guys, if you buy coaching, get your coaching in. Okay? If you don't buy coaching, buy some coaching. If you can't afford it, apply for free. And if you haven't paid for your coaching this month, please do so soon. All right. So, anything you want to say, Tia? You okay today? How you doing?
I don't know. I guess I'm doing okay. I'm just resting.
I see.
Are
we going to see any of these new recipes anytime soon?
Yeah, I just got to remember to take the picture. It's so darn good. I just
from your friend. Should I get you a different friend that has different disciplinary habits so you're both not a month late with the pictures?
No. Let me be clear.
Oh.
So like.
Yeah.
So just slow it down for a second.
Whoa.
I try to work with someone else in organization skills because that's important. But it's really hard to be organized in taking pictures of your food and not eating it when it's looking at you saying, "Eat me."
That's
sorry.
My problem. I want to eat it too fast.
Yeah, well, take the phone into the kitchen, and before you slop it on a plate, baby, take a picture in the pan. Let's go, you guys. I mean, I got 2 recipes from Adam. I got 2 or 3 from each of you. And yet, you know, if it wasn't for Karen, we would have nothing new. Now, did you see what she did with celery? You know, I had to, like, really give her a hard time every day for, like, 4 days in a row. But she was having issues with the family, her mother's husband. Everything is okay, which is wonderful, but I mean, you know, she finally got to Trader Joe's, got the celery, said, yeah, and then she made celery stalks, stuffed them with stuff, and I think she put some basil in them. I don't know, some. But, and then she made soup. Now, the soup I wouldn't eat. Now, the soup I won't eat because, you see, I can't see the bottom. And I'm very picky. I ain't diving into a bowl of soup that I can't see what's in there. All right. But it looks good for those who are braver than I. All righty. Come on, Tia. You didn't even laugh.
I had it on mute because I was drinking my water. So I didn't want to make any noise, but... You're always funny, Mel.
All right. Well, we're glad that you joined us. All right. Is there any other questions at all for the girls? All righty. So let me have the girls give their closing thoughts, and we'll see where we go from there. All right. Terry, your closing thoughts, please.
My closing thoughts. Well, I have been on this website with Mel now for 2.5 years. And some of the times I haven't wanted to listen to Mel. I haven't wanted to do what Mel wanted me to do. But I am going to tell you one thing. He's absolutely 100% correct every single time. So you need to get your coaching. Please come to the Saturday calls. Follow the diet. Stay on the protocol. Make a print of the protocol. Leave it in your kitchen, in your bathroom, wherever you take your pills, your supplements every single day. I look at that and I make sure I take every single one of them at lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and take your protocol before you go to bed, and take your MMS twice a day. If you can't do it during the day because you're at work, then take it in the middle of the night when you get up to go to the bathroom, but get your 2 times in a day. And if you do all this, I can promise you, if you follow everything like I have, you're going to be exactly where I am, and I'm 98% well. And I have been very, very strict with everything. I've never missed a supplement, never missed a protocol, done everything Mel told me to do. Now, I have fallen back a couple times because I cleaned my garage or done something stupid, and it set me back. But I am true to what the protocol states, and I'm true to what Mel tells me to do. And I just hope you all are get exactly where I am, and I hope and pray within the next couple of months I can say that I am done. That's my closing statement.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time to do this today. And
you're very welcome, Mel.
You know, in the not-too-distant future, I got this funny feeling that two things are going to happen on Memorial Day weekend. It'll probably snow here, and you'll probably be doing your happy dance show.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and see what Irian has to say in closing.
Well, thank you for having me on today. I hope that I was able to provide some useful information for people. In closing, just want to say that, you know, I appreciate you all. And I did want to mention the other thing that, you know, was imperative and still is for me are these calls. Just joy, you know, you can... I'm not working right now. Life is hard. You know, there's a lot of things you can't do with this disease, but you can join the calls most of the time. And it, even if you're just listening, like, you know, Tia said, hi, Tia. It does help, but it gives a structure to everything for the week and just refuels you. So it's like, for me, it's like, you know, obviously I try to be as diligent as I can with my pills and my WPS. And the protocol, but with these phone calls, it just really, it helps so much. So I just want to say that and say thank you for everybody who showed up today, and everyone have just a great day.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of all of this. It seems that one of our sisters from the other side of the ocean was able to reconnect, as the governments have tried to block her from getting significant information. So let me welcome back Freddie Bean, who can tell you all about diet.
Oh, well, diet is the most important. Really, it is the most important. I keep saying it. I know I go on and on and on. It is the most important thing. Go on the diet. Stick on the diet, and you will see all the crawling sensations and the, you know, the stabbing sensations, all those horrible sensations that get on your nerves. They just sort of disappear. It's amazing. It is amazing. And then, you know, obviously then you need to go onto the supplements, because, you know, your immune system has been knocked for six and you need to build up yourself. And that is what I'm doing at the moment. So that is the way to go. Obviously, when you have other issues, health issues, it takes a bit longer. But don't ever give up.
Thank you, sister from the UK. Thanks for the post on Skype. We needed that. We need those. We need to get those girls from Europe in here. And it doesn't have to cost them anything. I mean, that's the most amazing thing. And then they really got the shot to get better. Yeah. All right, is there anybody who didn't get a chance to say something? Anybody who wants to say anything else? All righty, then. Let me remind you that we're here again tomorrow with prayer and a fellowship. Okay? And that's really the most fun part of the week. Okay? New people don't usually pray the first time. Some don't talk for months. But eventually they'll open up in fellowship, then they'll begin to pray, and then we got to mute them because we can't shut them. All right.
You do.
That is the director of the incorporated company who sends me emails on how to run things. Thank you very much. Now, we rejoined again by someone else. Area code 845, who's that? Oh. It's amazing. They come for a minute or two and then they get knocked back out again. Okay, well, it happens. I mean, but that's somewhere in New York. Anyway, like I said, prayer and fellowship. When you come to that part, when we get to fellowship, anybody who comes who's new can ask questions of every other person who's there if they want. Okay, and that's what makes, well, that's what takes the loneliness away. Okay, and, you know, that's one of the first steps in rekindling hope. That you know that there's a whole bunch of people just like you all around the world, no less, who are part of this community and communicate on a daily basis. So, come on, visit us tomorrow. And then next Saturday, I don't know if you know, but Kathy from Natural Genesis, Clean Glean, she's going to be here. And, you know, we always seem to have a great show when she's here. And she always answers new questions, talks about any new products, and so on and so forth. As Catherine of the Desert can contest, she's the easiest person to do business with in the world. Would you agree, Catherine?
Yeah, she's great. She solved my problem with Clean Green yesterday.
How quickly?
Immediately.
She's from New York! No. She's from Tennessee, but she handles business in a way that's so professional and so easy. I mean, she's just such a lovely lady. She always gives more than you ask for. So she'll be here next week, and it's really good for you to come and ask questions and see what's happening. We'll see. All right, guys. I'm really happy that everyone joined us today. I hope that we answered all the questions that were posed. A thank you to the guests that contributed to our show. And we'll look forward to seeing all of you either tomorrow or next Saturday. And Kathy from Natural Genesis will be our guest. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great... Oh, wait a minute. Hey, if there's any... Ava, wanting... Yeah. Is there anybody else who would like to talk for a few minutes to do a little coaching now because we're done early today? Anybody want to talk a little bit? It's star 5 now, so I know you're sticking around.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
All right, you guys. Ava, you stick around. I want to talk to you and everybody else. I got coaching this afternoon. Up. Donald, he wants to stick around. Okay, stick around. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.